Virginia. Did you know the law protects patients from surprise medical bills? Insurance companies and hospitals post cost information online. You can request a good faith estimate 3 days ahead of hospital care. Know your rights as a healthcare consumer. Visit controlyourcare.com to learn more about patient-focused healthcare laws. ControlYourCare.com can help empower your healthcare decisions. Paid for by the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
The Air Adventures of Biggles.
Photographs from Simmons' camera confirmed Misha's opinion that a white man committed the murder. The air police set off in their two planes to track him down. Both parties are successful. Biggles discovers a big trading camp near the Ethiopian border, and Algy locates the murderer himself. When Algy turns his machine back to Lutonga to rendezvous with Biggles, he and his companions are surprised to see native soldiers moving about the strip and the crowd. They are Askaris, members of the famed Queen's African Rifles. There is another surprise when the flyers step down from their plane. A native rushes headlong onto the strip, followed by a body of soldiers. It is the headman trying to escape capture. He sees Ginger and, with a murderous snarl, draws back his spear.
Look out, Ginge! Oh, Jesus, Ghost, the spear went into the kite
and missed you by inches. You jumped aside just in time.
Baked potatoes, he's still coming. He's after you with his bare hands, Jim.
I've a score to settle with this blighter. I'll fix him.
Good man, Jin. That brought him down.
Sausages, what a tackle. But the other blighter's still fighting. Think we should help him?
No, Jin can handle him. The native's unarmed, so it's a fair go.
But he's bigger than Jin. Stronger, too.
Is he? He'd need to be a darn sight stronger to take a sock on the jaw like that. Is he finished, Jin?
I think so. I caught him with his head tilted. Managed to get in a decent crack. He'll be out for a while.
Then you can carry on the old battle, what?
Oh, no fear. Oh, he's too hefty for me. I thought he had me when he got his hands to my throat, but I've paid off my score, so I'm satisfied.
I say, are you fellows all right in there?
Baked potatoes, it's another white trout.
It's the officer in charge of the Askaris. Yes, we're all right. There's a near corpse your blokes can cut away, though.
Have you killed him?
No, not quite, but he'll see stars for a while.
I'll put a guard on him. I want to question him later. Sergeant, look after him, will you?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's get out of this crush. Nothing makes my blokes crowd around so much as a good scrap. My name's Haynes, by the way. Queen's African Rifles.
We're from the English Air Police. This is Bertie Lissy.
How do you do?
Ginger Heppelthwaite.
How do you do?
I'm Lissy.
English Air Police? That's Biggles' mob, isn't it?
That's right. You'll be putting down in a minute. Do you know Biggles?
No. But I've been serving in Africa long enough to hear about him. About all of you, for that matter. You've had quite a lot of fun and games down here, haven't you?
In the desert country, yes. This time we're operating further south. We're on the trail of a nasty bit of work called Seta Zulu, or the Black Elephant.
Do you know him?
Same as with you fellows. I've heard of him, that's all.
Oh, pity, what? It had crossed the Lissy mind that you might be chasing the blighted tool. We could have joined forces.
I'm afraid we're on another job. A report came into Juba, that's my headquarters in the Sudan, that a white man had been killed hereabouts. I was sent down to investigate.
Good grief! You're chasing up the Simmons affair, too?
Simmons affair?
He's the white man who was murdered.
You know about it, do you?
We can tell you a good deal about it. But here's Biggles coming in now. I suggest we wait for him to put down, and then we can all compare notes. Between us, we should be able to nut out a plan that'll tie up this murder.
It seems to me you've done all the detective work for me. I thought we'd be trekking through the jungle for weeks.
Oh, it'll only take a few hours for your tracks to get through to the murderer's camp by the river.
The trail
trucks could drive to the base camp near the border in less than a day.
I think we might do better than rely on the trucks. We still have two perfectly good planes, don't forget.
But now I'm here, you fellows will want to get on with your own job, won't you? This Black Elephant business.
I'm beginning to believe that they're all tied in together. The Black Elephant, this white murderer, and even the villagers here at Latonga.
By the way, Mr. Haynes, what was the reason for the comedy out on the strip when we put down? Why were your soldiers chasing the headman?
Because the old coot bolted when I started to question him about the murder. The villagers were quite belligerent when we arrived, so my blokes herded them into the centre of the kraal while I questioned the head man. Then he tried this cut-and-run business.
Oh, he probably thought you put him in, Ginge. That's why he tried to spear you.
He can stay under guard now, all the way back to Juba. That old boy is going to face a charge of attempted murder.
You'll have more than that to charge him with. Show Mr. Haynes those photographs, Ginge.
Yes, all right. Just a sec. Here we are. Look, there's the head man.
Uh-huh.
You'll see him in several of the pictures.
Trading stolen ivory, eh?
He and his villagers are poachers. I think there's enough evidence in those pictures.
My word, there is. The fact that they're dealing with Bronau is enough to prove what they're up to.
Is Bronau the white man in the pictures?
Yes. I'd never met him, but there are photographs of him in our files at Juba. He's one of the most notorious bad eggs in the district.
In what way?
Any way, providing it's crooked. He comes from Ethiopia. Actually, he's a European, but there may be some Ethiopian blood in him, too. When the war broke out, he was spying for the Germans in Addis Ababa. Since then, he's been involved in a number of crimes. Smuggling, poaching, theft. Enough to jail him for years. But every time we get onto his trail, he steps back across the border into Ethiopia.
You can add another crime to that list and hang him for it. He murdered Simmons.
So Bronau's your mysterious white man, is he?
We are sure of it. What's more, we can lead you straight to him.
By Jove, yes. And this time, the blighter won't have a chance to skip back to Ethiopia, what?
I'll be awfully grateful for the help of your plans, Inspector, but you sure it won't interfere with your own work?
It may help it. Pat's persuaded me that Seta Zulu and this Bronau character may be working in together. Trot out your theory, Pat.
Well, it's largely a hunch, but it could be right. I believe that the Black Elephant brings all his stolen cattle up here and sells them to Bronau. Bronau then takes them back to Ethiopia, and as far as the British authorities are concerned, they disappear.
By Jove! Baked potatoes, old darling. Yes, you know, come to think of it, you may have whacked the jolly old nail on the head with that. Now look here, we know Seta Zulu's heading north now. Bronau must be waiting for him.
And another thing, while he was waiting, he did some trading for ivory with the local natives. We're pretty sure of that. And then Simmons stepped in and was undoubtedly murdered. And, well, there we are.
The theory is very sound. There's a big Ethiopian camp up near the border. The men there are obviously waiting for something. And they're camped close to a cattle track.
Yes, and look here. I can give you some more evidence.
Uh-huh.
Bronau's own camp is not far from the northern tip of the bamboo swamp. And we know that's how the Black Elephant's bringing the cattle up here.
He must be waiting there to collect the cattle from the Black Elephant. Then he'll drove them up to his base camp, and from there, fall back across the border.
That's right. He could do that and still keep the cattle under cover for most of the way. There's an enormous belt of elephant grass just to the north of him.
Well, that convinces me. All right, we'll pick up Bronau first, and then wait for the Black Elephant. Oh, by the way, you happy to go into action immediately, Mr. Haynes?
My word, yes. The sooner the better. I'll leave you to do the organizing now. You know more of the details than I do.
Very well. I suggest you come with me in the Proctor, and we'll make the arrest. You and Ginge can come too, Bertie. It'll make our party stronger.
Infinitely stronger, old bean.
Algy, you and Pat take the Mozzie and watch events from the air. If Bronau attempts to escape, keep track of him. Use your guns if necessary.
Roger.
Michu can set off ahead of us with a group of askaris in one of the trucks. They'll bring the prisoners back when we've made the arrests. Now then, any questions?
No.
All right, then. Let's start organizing.
There he is, standing by the tent.
The blighter has a nerve. He doesn't seem worried in the least.
I'll worry him. You blokes come over with me. Keep your eyes on the natives in case there's trouble.
Go ahead. We'll back you up.
Are you Carl Bronau?
I am Carl Bronau. Who are you?
Lieutenant Haines of the Queen's African Rifles.
How interesting.
Get your gear packed up. They're coming back to my headquarters with me. There are some questions we want to ask you.
How interesting.
All right. Get moving.
Yes, I get moving. At you, little pootsqueak.
He's got Haines by the throat. Come on. No. Watch the natives. They're moving in on us.
Bronau has given the signal for a general struggle. Will Biggles and his friends succeed in their arrest? Is this white crook connected with the Black Elephant? Listen again for excitement in the next chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.
Wings are here.
Oh, from...
No, I'd never order from anymore. Popeyes now has wings in 5 flavors. Ghost pepper, roasted garlic parmesan, sweet and spicy, signature hot, and honey barbecue. Marinated in Louisiana spices, hand-battered and flipped. Makes no sense they're $5.99 for 6 pieces. Taste them.
Crunchy outside.
And juicy inside.
Consider me a convert.
That's the most romantic thing you've said to me all month.
We don't make sense. We make chicken.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Price may vary.
Hey, Virginia. Did you know the law protects patients from surprise medical bills? Insurance companies and hospitals post cost information online. You can request a good faith estimate 3 days ahead of hospital care. Know your rights as a healthcare consumer. Visit controlyourcare.com to learn more about patient-focused healthcare laws. ControlYourCare.com can help empower your healthcare decisions. Paid for by the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association.